When I was in college at BJ many, many years ago, they used to divide the halls by dorm rooms and would put three or four rooms in a group, and we had prayer groups. And every night at 10:30, a bell would ring, and all the girls from those rooms would come together, and we would have a prayer time together. And we would usually start off the year by having everyone go around the room and talk about how they had come to the Lord and give their personal testimony. And I remember hearing some very interesting stories as I was there. I know there was a girl who had been passed from foster home to foster home as she was growing up, and she never truly understood what genuine love was until she came to the Lord. I had a roommate one year who had been heavily addicted to drugs and had lived a very, very immoral life and just had all sorts of issues in her life until she came to the Lord. And I remember sitting there listening to this and thinking how boring my testimony was, and actually being thankful that my testimony was so boring. And one thing about that, though, was as I thought that in my spiritual immaturity, I thought of the sin that was in my own life, and I didn't think it was quite as bad as the sin that was in the lives of other people. And I'm very thankful that as I begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord, that the Holy Spirit convicted me of that, and I learned that my sin was every bit as sinful as anyone else that was in that room, because it took just as much of the blood of Jesus, all of it, to take away my sin as it did the vilest sinner I could ever think of. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm glad that God opened my eyes to see that. I was very blessed to be brought up in a Christian home, very solid. And that in itself is just a gift of God's grace to me. My mother had grown up in a wonderful Christian home. My dad, however, had grown up in a very dysfunctional family. His dad was abusive and was an alcoholic. And my dad never heard the gospel, never heard anything about the Lord, never went to church or anything when he was growing up. When he was 19 years old, he had an uncle that shared the gospel with him. And shortly after that, he put his trust in the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And at that time, he made up his mind that if the Lord ever blessed him with a family and a wife and family, that he wanted something very different for them than he had had growing up. So I can't really remember any time in my life where I was not in church or Sunday school or hearing the gospel or hearing about the love of the Lord Jesus in my life. My mother and my aunt were involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship for several years, and every Tuesday afternoon they would have a neighborhood Bible club in my aunt's backyard, and my mom and my aunt would teach, and we would sing songs, and they would tell a Bible story and a missionary story and always give a very clear gospel presentation. And I was about four or five years old at this time, and I remember after going home one Tuesday afternoon, my brother, Steve, who was about 4 years older than I was very concerned that I had never put my trust in the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And so he preached at me. I remember at that time we shared a bedroom, and he was just sitting there. I was sitting on my bed, and he was on his, and he was just preaching to me all about the fact that I needed to ask Jesus into my heart, and I needed to be saved. And so he made me pray a prayer. And after that, I went into where my parents were, and I remember climbing up into my dad's lap, and I put my arms around his neck, and I said, "Steve just saved me." And my dad looked at me, and he said, "Steve just saved you? What did you do?" And I told him, and he said, "Well, Steve's not the one that saved you. Jesus saved you." Well, for many, many years, I looked at that prayer as the time that I had put my faith in Jesus. I even got baptized, and that's what I looked at as my salvation story. And then when I was 11 years old, we were having vacation Bible school in our church. Love all of this and excited about what the Lord's going to do here this week. And at the end of the week and the final message, the message was on the cross. And I remember, I can still see everything that was going on in that room. I sat there listening to the sermon and was so convicted by my sin and what Jesus had done for me. And I went home that night, went to bed, and I couldn't sleep. I tossed and turned, and I laid there crying, and then I went and woke up my mother. And we went into the other room, and she sat down with me and very gently guided me through what I had heard 100 times in my life or more. And I don't know if I was saved when I was 5 or if I was saved that night. I don't know if that was just an assurance of salvation. But 5 or 11, it doesn't really matter. With my childlike faith, I put my trust in the Lord Jesus for eternity. I continued to grow in the Lord and went to a Christian high school. Dave and I went, that's where I met Dave, and we went to BJ and graduated and got married 40 years ago today. And the Lord blessed us with 2 children and grandchildren that we love seeing grow in their relationship with the Lord, and our little grandchildren learning about the Lord. And I'm so thankful for the grace of God in my life, not only for my salvation when I was a child, but in the many, many years since then as I have walked with Him in learning through His Word, through being under sound preaching and teaching, in circumstances and trials, both good and bad. I have seen God do amazing and incredible things in our lives, and I'm so thankful for them. And I see that as ways that He has drawn me closer to Him so that I could know Him better and love Him more.